WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Education Agency released preliminary campus and district grades Friday using their proposed A through F rating system. More than 100 districts across the state oppose the new system, including Bryan and College Station ISDs. Each campus and district was given 4 grades for student achievement, student progress, closing performance gaps, and post-secondary readiness. Bryan ISD received a C, 2 Ds, and an F. Bryan Collegiate High School scored A's across the board. College Station ISD earned an A, a B, a C, and a D. Bryan Interim Superintendent Tim Roeke will join the Infomaniacs this morning to further discuss the results and the rating system. At last week's Bryan ISD School Board meeting, members approved a list of qualifications and characteristics for their next superintendent following a presentation by a consultant from the Texas Association of School Boards. Vice President Mark McCall says one of the qualifications involves the ability to not only implement technology in the classroom, but to also enhance career pathways for students.
We have a number of forward-looking programs from the academies that we have in place with Odyssey and Inquirer, to the collegiate high school that are really kind of above and cutting edge level programs that we want to make sure that whoever we bring in is interested in continuing to push Bryan to be one of the best and most innovative districts in the state.
McCall says all 9 qualifications recommended by TASB were considered and accepted. Former Bryan ISD school superintendent Wesley Kenton Summers died last week at the age of 91. A 1948 Texas A&M graduate, Summers worked for BISD for 32 years before retiring as superintendent in 1984. In a controversial move last week, House Republicans voted to reform the Office of Congressional Ethics, which is the body responsible for investigating allegations of misconduct against members of the House. Democrats did not agree, and even President-elect Donald Trump tweeted against the decision. During his weekly Washington update on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was asked why the party wants to change the OCE.
It's also cost members of Congress and their staffs their congressional rights. We don't have the right to due process under the way they do things, but there's no transparency. They try the cases in the media. So it's been just an abject failure.
Flores says their mistake was bringing the idea to reform the OCE to the agenda at the last minute without advance notice. He says over the next 7 months, they will continue to work towards changing the way ethics are monitored in the House. And flushing grease down the drain is never a good idea, but it can be especially troublesome during colder months.
We do have a problem, you know, with people flushing grease and stuff.
Of course.
And it's always a problem, but this time of year, it's going to solidify a lot faster.
College Station's Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nations on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says solidified fats, oils, and grease clog sewer lines and create backup. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 45 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
Good morning, it's 7:08. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on Action Sports TX. Com.
After some pretty chilly temperatures affected the region, warmer weather gets a chance to move in over the next several days. Clouds for today, temperatures near 65. Cloudy tonight, there may be some drizzle and mist overnight. It'll be mild, 55 to 60. Mostly cloudy and warmer for tomorrow, 75. Clouds tomorrow night near 60. It'll become partly to mostly sunny and warm Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, both A&M basketball teams hit the hardwood this past weekend. We'll take a look at how they did. Meanwhile, the Texans and the Cowboys are in the NFL playoffs. We'll look at who else made it and who they'll be playing this weekend. And the Houston Rockets earned their eighth straight win. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here we are sitting in the, and it's not very cold today. It's actually quite nice here in the WC Tractor studio. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Saw the heater was out, Chelsea. I guess you used that on Friday, huh?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I filled in for Bill Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. and when I made my way from my studio into the WC Tractor studio, it was a little chilly.
Yeah. So we got
we have
auxiliary heating here for that
whenever
we need that. So way back in 1964... the computer mouse was invented. And this morning, I deal with two computers here. The battery was dead on one of my mouses.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And, of course, panic ensues then.
Of course.
Suddenly you become stupid because you can't move your mouse.
And right.
You have to be able to click on things. But, fortunately, I was able to find a battery.
Oh, good.
But that's just part of the Monday experience.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow... in 1964, the mouse was invented, and it was a really neat little thing. It had this little ball in there, and the ball would roll around it and move the little icon deal. So in 1980, the optical mouse was introduced that did away with the ball, and sometime, I don't know, 8 or 9 years after that, it was then that Bryan Broadcasting decided we would introduce our mouse pad.
Did you say 1980? Because I feel like I was born in the late 80s,
yep.
and I feel like I still used the mouse with the ball for a while.
I think invented in 1980, but maybe just regular folks didn't get it
until
maybe 1990.
Ish.
But
okay.
Yeah, but even so, I don't know that we started even 10 years after that.
Yeah.
Just as people were in the vast minority having... the little mouse with the ball on it, we decided, hey, let's catch the wave and create mouse pads that actually had the calendar for that year on there. And so we did. We invented those. Well, excuse me, we didn't invent them. We had them developed for us.
We invented the mouse pad?
And now people, our listeners, are finding so many other uses for them that it just makes it delightful that when we have them available, we can share, which we're doing now. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. What's up?
I want a mouse pad.
You do? Are you going to
yes,
have a little?
Yes, I do.
Are you gonna have
use it. There's a calendar and a mouse pad.
Yes, exactly.
Not
right.
a jar opener or anything else.
Well, but you know, okay, you can rest your elbow on last year's if you have last year's, and that can help if you're, you know,
that's a great idea.
Who are you?
I'm Jean Salisbury.
Jean, all right, Jean, you can come by here, and we'll have one for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. See you later. Yeah, we're right here on the fifth floor of the Crystal Park Plaza. But, you know...
as soon as you start talking about them, people just know.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They
it's
start
time.
To call.
Yeah.
You can text in.
You can text in.
Yep. Pretty easy. 979-695-1620. And we'll have one awaiting for you. Now, we do have limited supplies. And when I say... quantity is limited. It's not like those coins that are minted where they have 173,000 of them and they say they are limited.
Yeah.
So we don't have a bunch left. I'm looking at, I got a stack here that's about 5 inches. I don't know how many you've got left, Chelsea, but it's a semi-meager supply. We'll
it
put
is.
It that
it
way.
It is. We don't, so, you know, well, because they're unique and special. We don't want to just give them to everybody.
They are. And then, you know, at some point we have to stop and think, who are people who we need to get those in front of?
That too.
You know, especially like people who'd never have listened to the show.
Yeah, so all of you people who are calling and texting in, I mean, you know who we are.
Yes, yeah, that's right. So we want to give those to you.
We have to
save a few, but anyhow, so if you want to do that this morning, you know, we'll give away 10 of them for you today. 979-695-1620.
They can open almost any jar.
Is that right?
That is a fact.
Does that Have you found one they couldn't yet?
No, but I assume there's got to be one that
probably
is. Probably like the world's largest jar, wherever you could find that on a road trip in America.
That
probably won't open that.
Probably right, because, I mean, is it fair to say, what are these, about 8x8? Is that about right?
Sure.
They're about 8x8, so anything. That's a big enough jar. And again, or you can rest your elbow on them. We've had other ideas that our listeners have provided for us, so we thank you for that.
I had to save us legally by saying almost jar. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I want one.
Do you? Have you ever used one before?
Never have.
Well, there. Then we got a first-timer. Who's this?
Matthew Hawkins.
All right, Matthew, come by and we've got them for you, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, buddy. All right, there you go.
We had someone text in asking if they could get enough to sew them together and make a wetsuit.
Oh, yeah. Now,
it's like the same material. Yeah,
yeah, that's very true.
We can't give that many away. Sorry.
Not to one person. No, that's all right. Well, but it's a grand idea, nonetheless. Get some mattress pads. I mean, it's from carpet pads for that or something. So no winner in the Friday Mega Millions. So tomorrow night it's worth $126 million. And then no winner on Saturday for the Powerball. So that's $106 million. So if you want to go ahead and like be a hundred millionaire.
And then you could buy as many mouse pads as you want.
That's exactly right. You could have them made. That's right. They could be your own design. That wouldn't be any problem. So turned on the TV, I guess, Friday, and that shooting incident happening in Florida. Wow. Yeah. That guy flew one way from Alaska to come down and wreak havoc. And I would anticipate that's probably going to, once again, change things at the airport.
Yeah.
The baggage area, I mean, as you think about it, because you do immediately, you think of your situations in the baggage area, and that's pretty free access right there.
Very, yep.
People
yeah.
can pretty much wander in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, we'll be looking at changes in airport security that will make it even less fun to
travel. Yeah.
One more time. So, you know these Keurig coffee makers?
Oh, yeah,
right?
They're great.
Okay, the little K-cup thing. And they're, of course, Mr. Coffee makes them too, but it was the Keurig people that started those. And I'd wondered, because I got one not long ago, and it said Keurig Hot on it. And I didn't understand where they were going with that. Well, now maybe we do. Keurig is apparently going to put together a dispenser that will make you a cocktail.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. I thought, because you can also make like iced coffee and tea, iced tea.
Yep.
And so they do have, and those are a little bit of a different concentrate.
Wait, the water comes out in at room temperature, or does it come out cold, or do you know?
Yeah, well, and it's more too, just the coffee itself is, I think, supposed to, because you're putting it on ice, so it's usually of a higher concentrate when it's an iced coffee.
Sure.
And then, yes, the water probably also comes out at a different temperature as well.
Okay.
But they have specific packs for iced coffee versus just regular hot coffee.
Well, we'll see how this goes. I'm not sure how.
But tell me about these cocktails.
Yeah.
Keurig and Anheuser-Busch InBev have announced that they're in the process of developing what they call, this is not good, an in-home alcohol drink system. Oh. But again, that's just like when you go to the package store. Remember how they used to be called package stores?
Yep.
Package
store. And they've got, liquor in bags that you can tear open and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Or pour into it. I mean, in what world is that a safe thing to do? But I digress. Anyhow, so this is going to be the in-home alcohol drink system. According to them, the new drink dispenser would target the realm of the full adult beverage category, including beer, spirits, cocktails, and mixers. In addition, the company also will use the technology they developed for their line of cold brand dispensers. It's spelled with a K.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. So, which makes sodas, carbonated drinks, I got you. And that's like the whatever that other company was we were talking about the other day.
SodaStream,
Unfortunately, while Coca-Cola helped them develop the technology for the carbonator beads, which allow consumers to make carbonated drinks without using the big old carbon dioxide canisters, the cold dispensers were a failure, did not sell well enough, and that market just didn't happen, so they've taken them off the market. Now, same technology will be used for making beer?
Making beer?
See, that's where...
As well as in the new machines.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
All of that sounds a little iffy.
Well, that and you, it's one more thing you have to safeguard or secure before you leave home with your children there.
Right. Good point. Good point.
We'll see.
You know, yeah, where are the days from, oh, man, mom and dad's liquor cabinets locked.
Yeah, exactly.
To, oh, they put away their K-cups.
Yep, because now we can't make our
can't
own drinks
make
there.
Make my own beer. Oh,
the Keurig is locked away.
Right, so there. Yeah. Oh, so speaking of that, the Big Green Monster now has jumped on the latest health trend and added organic avocado spread to their menu.
Oh.
Well,
and they probably charge $4 for it.
What do you buy there that you would put avocado spread on?
They have sandwiches.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the stores here locally aren't quite as extravagant when it comes to food.
Gotcha.
But there's some that have full on, you know, those like cold cases in the front near the register where they have all sorts of fun things.
Sure.
But
okay.
there are places, I mean, hot sandwiches, wraps, croissants.
There you go. But you're right. That's it'll be like a little salsa cup full for $4.
Right.
You can get that.
Yeah.
It'll be wonderful.
Because remember, guacamole, avocados, we're on a shortage.
Oh, yeah. Matt, that's right.
Gotta get them while you can.
Super Bowl here, you know, less than a month away. Remember that.
Yep.
Boys over at Ben and Jerry's have outdone themselves once again. This time, Cosmopolitan reports the ice cream company launching a new flavor called Urban Bourbon.
Ooh.
Features a caramel ice cream, almonds, fudge flakes, and bourbon caramel swirls. Word is, you can expect to see the latest creation on your store shelves within the next few months.
I just like that name.
Yeah, it's good. It
Urban
is.
Bourbon.
Urban Bourbon. So Carrie Fisher laid to rest. Did you hear about, you know, she was cremated. Did you hear about the urn that she had?
No.
Yeah, it's it looks like a fake Prozac pill.
What?
Yeah, that's what she did, yeah.
Was those her wishes?
Yeah, that was her idea.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Interesting.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right.
All right.
West Virginia guy figured here's a way to make money. What he would do is steal stuff from work and then try selling it back to his boss. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
37-year-old Sean Nelson Fulner. We know all three names because he obviously got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Millersville, West Virginia. Stole tools from the auto repair shop where he works. And he allegedly called around trying to find another auto shop to sell the tools to. Police say his fatal mistake was accidentally dialing the shop where he works. God, what an idiot.
Wow.
Yeah. And he tried to pitch the tools to his very own boss. He allegedly caught his mistake, hung up. That's too late. Boss recognized his voice, of course.
Yeah.
And turned him in. Deputies discovered the stolen tools and charged him with felony breaking and entering, conspiracy to commit a felony, and being criminally stupid.
Yeah. It's almost as dumb as the guy from the bit of info who ran his ATM card at the bank robbery.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, can it be? All right, so now today is, what's her name's birthday? The queen-to-be?
Kate Middleton.
That's it. So she's married to Prince William, right?
Correct.
Okay. Once again, this is the reason that the royals are going to last with this bunch. Not your basic spoiled royal. He spent this weekend, rather than eating crumpets and riding horses, actually out running an air ambulance at a hospital in Cambridge, England, to help transfer patients.
Wow.
Very cool.
This is the future king of England.
Yeah, I like them. Yeah, I like them.
They seem like real people. Meanwhile, his wife, in-laws, and grandmother, that's QE2, yesterday went to a church at St. Mary Magdalene Church. You know, Her Majesty has not been well.
Right.
But apparently she's up and around now.
Oh, good.
Doing that. See how all that works out. Neighborhood disputes, not a good thing, and they don't usually end very well. New York State Police responded to a report of two men arguing about snow removal. Last week in a town southeast of Buffalo, the cops say started with a verbal altercation over snow blowers, which quickly turned physical. Now, see, could we have the same thing here with leaf blowers? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I often wonder about that. You take those leaves and you blow them off your lawn, and where do you blow them?
Onto the other person's lawn.
Yeah, right. or down into the curb, and then they get in the storm sewer. And I don't know. We haven't necessarily. I mean, Friday we were talking to the water chick about Fatbergs. Pouring grease down the regular sink drain, and that's not a good thing. But, I mean, do you end up getting enough leaves that causes a problem in the sewer system? Don't know. We may have to ask some people about that. Anyhow, this did turn physical. That's when one of the guys allegedly retrieved his shotgun and blew out his neighbor's tires.
They've got guns up in New York?
Yeah, some places.
Okay.
Nobody injured. 55-year-old suspect charged with menacing, reckless endangerment, and criminal possession of a weapon. Now, did they blow out the tires on his car or on his snowblower? See, I'm not sure.
Oh.
So, don't know. And don't know what the contraption necessarily looked like.
I think the operative words here are blew out his tires with a shotgun.
Probably so. Doesn't really matter where those tires happen to be. It's just a matter of you probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Hey, and here's Ross LeBeau from Houston. Stopped by police during a routine traffic stop. They're checking this substance they found, about a half pound of it, in a sock inside his car. Mr. LeBeau told him it was kitty litter, okay? That it was kitty litter. And his father had given him some, and one to his sister as well, to stop the windows in the car from fogging up. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Wait, what?
Yeah, kitty litter in a sock will keep your windows from fogging up? Because it, what, maybe...
Grabs
some moisture.
The moisture, I guess.
Police arrested him on drug charges, saying the substance was meth. They tested it. It came back positive for the drug. He spent 3 days in jail before a third forensic lab determined it, in fact, was kitty litter.
What?
How does that happen? I think Houston's been having some lab problems anyway before this happened. LeBeau says, I was wrongly accused. I'm going to do everything I can to clear my name.
Yeah, and get a payday, I'm sure.
So,
oh, man.
But how do you get two positives for meth unless he was keeping meth in the sock, too?
Yeah. Or unless there's some, like, the same ingredients.
Yep, false positive.
Yep.
So we'll follow the kitty litter meth story out of Houston for you. See how that turns out.
I still need to realize, kitty litter in a sock. I need to Google this.
Well, check on that. We'll find out. Okay?
Brian Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and WRI Tractors, RV Source, and WRI Outdoors all remind you to go local.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Good morning, 726, the Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather? Yeah, got to change. We're going to be in the 70s all week long, it looks like. About 65 today, but the rest of the week will be probably 75 or above. Slight chance of showers moving into the forecast on Thursday and Friday. Right now stands at 40%, but the temps ought to be just fine. Right now, winds out of the southeast is 80% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're looking at 45 degrees right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The U.S. District Court, New Hampshire, just made it harder for New England fishermen to earn a living and stay in business. At issue is a new regulation from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Under the rule, fishermen have to actually pay the cost to have a government nanny on board their vessels. This government monitor, this nanny, is there to make sure the fishermen are obeying all other federal regulations. Now, in the past, when the federal government wanted monitors on board fishing vessels, they paid for it at a cost of over $700 a day. Then last year, the federal government claimed it could no longer afford to pay that, so they wrote a new regulation that passed the cost on to the fishermen. David Gethel is one of the lead plaintiffs in a coalition of fishermen that sued the feds. He says fishing is his passion and his livelihood, but he's afraid that he won't be able to stay in business if he's forced to pay out of pocket for these federal monitors. Now, the court dismissed the fishermen's lawsuit, so thanks to the regime, New England fishermen have to fish or cut bait. They have to figure out how to carry yet another government-imposed expense in their overhead or look for another way to make a living. And this is no fish story. It's liberal reality, which stinks from the head down. And I thought they cared about the little guy.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. If you're driving northbound on Highway 6 this morning, there might be some traffic delays before you reach OSR. We just had a caller call in. There are 30 head of cattle on the road causing a traffic delay. Again, that's northbound on Highway 6 just before OSR. So make sure that you're taking that into consideration on your commute this morning. The search continues for Bryan ISD's next superintendent, but the board has decided what qualifications and characteristics they're looking for. At last week's school board meeting, all 9 qualifications presented by a Texas Association of School Boards consultant were approved. Vice President Mark McCall says a large chunk of the discussion stressed finding someone who comes from a district similar to Bryan.
That it was important for a professional educator that had really recent relevant experience as a teacher, campus administrator, and within a central office in a district or multiple districts with similar demographics.
McCall also thanked the community for their input and says comments from the public forums and online surveys were heavily considered.
Number of different times where it was, information, backup information, the importance of a particular matter was given weight by various school board members going back to those interviews and the information that we received out of those interviews.
McCall says the timeline has not changed and they're hoping to have someone named as superintendent by early to mid-March. As Bryan ISD looks for its next superintendent, a former one has died. For 32 years, Wesley Kenton Summers held various positions in the school district before retiring as superintendent in 1984. He graduated with a business degree in 1948 before earning his master's and PhD from Texas A&M. He was 91. Bryan and College Station ISDs are on the list of school districts opposing the Texas Education Agency's A through F rating system. Friday, the TEA released preliminary campus and district grades, which rate 4 categories: student achievement, student progress, closing performance gaps, and post-secondary readiness. College Station ISD received an A, a B, a C, and a D. In Bryan, Bryan Collegiate High School scored A's in all 4 categories, but as a district, Bryan received a C, 2 D's, and an F. Later in the show this morning, Bryan Interim Superintendent Tim Roeke will be in studio to discuss the ratings and the district's continued opposition to the system. House Republicans stirred up controversy last week when at the last minute they voted to reform the body responsible for investigating allegations of misconduct against members of the House. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the Office of Congressional Ethics has been an absolute failure.
Chairman of the Judiciary Committee decided, let's go ahead and reform this, reform that group, not gut it, not take it away, but reform it and give it more accountability to a function that already existed before, and that's the House Ethics Committee, which is a bipartisan committee that has a 50-50 split. So that committee can't be partisan-based.
Flores says their mistake was bringing it to the table at the last minute, not allowing people time to think about the end goal. But he says they will continue to work towards reform of the OCE.
Over the next 7 months, between now and the end of July, we'll come up with a bipartisan solution to reform the Office of Congressional Ethics.
Flores believes there is enough Democratic buy-in to fix what he calls an out-of-control agency. Your tax dollars could go to build the border wall.
The Trump transition team asking congressional Republicans to fund the project, promising Mexico would reimburse the U.S. for the cost. Border Congressman Henry Cuellar has been told there are about 400 miles identified. There are some areas where a wall would require land seizure, and that does not sit well with him.
How would you like to own land for generations, and somebody's going to come in and say, I'm putting a fence here. What happens to your cattle when they want to drink water?
The full cost of a wall, as described by Trump, is enormous. The Government Accountability Office estimates it would cost $6.5 million per mile. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Sub-freezing temperatures Friday and Saturday in Bryan College Station did not set new records. According to the Houston-Galveston office of the National Weather Service, Saturday morning's low at Easterwood Airport was 17 degrees. The record for January 7th was set back in 1912 at 15 degrees. Friday's low temperature was 23 degrees. The record for January 6th was set in 2014 at 21. And bacon, who doesn't love it? College Station's water resource coordinator, Jennifer Nations, says your pipes don't love the grease.
And that's going to clog up sewer lines, and then we get sewer backups, and we don't want that.
Nations says fats, oils, and grease, also known as fog, solidify even faster this time of year because of the cooler temperatures outside. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 45 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Warnemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
That's us. Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to that, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day, but the good news is the cold air is moving out and warmer weather is starting to move into the region. Temperatures close to 65 this afternoon. It'll be cloudy tonight, some drizzle or mist possible from time to time. Overnight lows 55 to 60. Lots of clouds for tomorrow. We're going to be up around 75, mostly cloudy near 60 tomorrow night. Turning partly to mostly sunny Wednesday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the A&M basketball games from over the weekend for both the men's and women's teams. Meanwhile, we'll check out the setup for the NFL playoffs this weekend, and James Harden earned his 10th triple-double of the season as the Rockets took down the Raptors. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we forgot to mention this on Friday. We got so busy. Okay, Chelsea, what network would bring you movies called A Boyfriend for Christmas, Santa Junior, Final Day on Planet Earth, The Curse of that's not true. No, the first two. Santa Junior and A Boyfriend for Christmas.
And it sounds like Hallmark.
It does, and you're exactly right.
Because I think I've maybe seen those. No.
Friday was the birthday of the Hallmark Hall of Fame, which started 64 years ago.
Wow.
And, of course, that was the granddaddy to the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, and those were a big deal. And they did two-minute Hallmark commercials, you know, those kind that made you sniff at the end.
Right. Yes, they gave you the feels.
Yeah, when you care enough to give the very best. And I didn't realize that the Hallmark Hall of Fame was 64
years old. Yeah, I did not either. I know that those actors and actresses may not make as much money doing a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
But once you get in with Hallmark, you make like 10 a season.
Well, and that's what that's what I went to Google is what actors have starred in the most Hallmark channel movies. And instead I got the 15 most ridiculous Hallmark movies of all time.
Oh.
So I'm sorry, but they didn't have a list. They did not have a list. But again, it proves that there are very attractive, moderately good actors all over Hollywood.
Exactly.
And you know, and some of it actually won Golden Globes last night. Nice. So, there you go. Yeah. So you need to charge your smartphone. You're in a hurry. Turn it off. This can really give you more juice in less time because clearly, even when you're charging, your phone is using its battery, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you don't want to turn it off completely, then you can put your phone in airplane mode. Mm-hmm. That way your phone won't keep searching for Wi-Fi or cell calls. Lock your screen and resist looking at your phone while it's charging. See, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
You can't expect people to actually do that. Because every time you peek, it slows down. But it doesn't matter. This is you. It's more important for you to go ahead and check whenever you want to. Use a wall charger. Phones charge faster from a power outlet than they do through a USB port.
True.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if you have the USB port plugged into the thing that goes into the wall?
Well, yeah. I think they're just talking about in the computer.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Take the cover off. Phones heat up when they're charging, and covers lock that heat in, and extreme temperatures can hurt your batteries.
Interesting.
So that one I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Didn't know that, you know, when you leave it on the seat in your vehicle and the sun's pounding down.
Yeah,
on it,
that's not good.
It's not good for it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I found our answer to kitty litter.
All right.
In a sock. It is a thing.
Yeah, really?
Yes. And so it says that you can fill one sock with kitty litter and then wrap the other sock around it to keep it secure. And you can place the sock anywhere you like, and some moisture will get absorbed overnight. It probably works best right on the top of your dashboard.
Sure.
And it doesn't hurt to crack and close the windows a little before you head in for the night. But the kitty litter, it's just super absorbent, and it sucks up damp odor.
Yeah. Wow.
And it helps with foggy windows, especially during the winter time.
Does that help if you've left your Mexican restaurant burrito that's half eaten on the front
maybe.
Seat?
Oh, maybe. That's another good idea.
Yeah.
Who needs an air freshener when you've got kitty litter in a sock?
Well, or these things that we call mouse pads.
Yep, that
at least
too.
For a little while, if you wanted to have that smell like you kept your new tires in the back seat of your car because it's got that new rubber smell.
I know. Yeah, right. My room is finally aired out a little bit.
All right.
My studio smelled like a tire shop.
So now are we done for today?
We are done for today. Thank you for everyone who has texted in.
There you go. We'll do some more tomorrow probably. For the first time in 25 years, record player manufacturer Crosley has decided to go retro and bring back the classic vinyl jukebox player. But it's got a modern twist. Have you seen these Crosley radios before? We got one. Somebody gave it one to us like 5 years ago. It's still in the garage.
Oh.
But we'll get it. But it looks like an old-time radio.
Okay.
And it's a modern radio. And so Crosley's been doing this for a while. We advertise them on our overnight programs.
Gotcha.
Only, you know, people who would know what a vinyl record player is
are listening
overnight.
That time.
Exactly. Anyway, the full-size Rocket Vinyl Jukebox will be the only jukebox in production. Classic-looking jukebox decked out with your shimmering golden chrome with a clear glass top over the record changer so that the users can see, of course, the rotating wheel of vinyl. And the machine will hold 77-inch records. So seven-inch records. That's like your 45s. For a total of 140 separate tunes, users can make their selections using classic red numbered buttons. Chelsea, do you understand any of these things I'm saying?
No, it sounds familiar,
See, back in the day, in old-time diners, they actually had little jukeboxes right there.
Uh-huh.
So the four of you or however many could sit and make your selections right there and would play for you.
Gotcha.
Which was a little bit interesting.
Okay.
This jukebox also will have a shuffle mode, and it'll cycle through records in a certain order unless you tell them to do it something different.
Huh.
That's
pretty cool.
It suggested retail value of only $11,995. So you won't have a lot of them around. But nonetheless, they'll have them ready to go in April or May. Well, Wurlitzer used to be the jukebox. The best jukebox was Wurlitzer, the people who made organs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was all about the speakers back then. You got this little 45 and this, little geese. And again, you've seen it from Happy Days if you hadn't seen it in real life. The way that the record is oriented, in that it's not horizontal. It's horizontal and vertical rather than it's not horizontal. It's vertical.
Vertical rather than horizontal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, the modern day equivalent of the table side jukeboxes is people's cell phones now.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. You just lay it on the table and you play songs. Mm. Okay.
But it doesn't have the cool little red buttons.
It doesn't have the cool red buttons. Oh, I have zombie news. I don't want to do it. In the meantime, I have one more story about the big green monster.
Okay.
For the past few years, it says here, Starbucks has been trying to get people to come into their stores in the afternoon and evenings, promoting wine and beer sales.
Mm-hmm.
Along with their high-end, and their high-end food.
Yeah.
Because where else could you get a Shiner for $14, right?
Exactly. And because they're the one, our location here at Rock Prairie.
Oh, yeah?
They do that. They
Is
offer,
that right?
Yes.
Well, mm-hmm. Okay. They're apparently going to stop doing that.
Of course. You know how really?
Yeah. Oh. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the only day that I've decided I wanted a glass of wine happened to be a little earlier. My schedule is kind of different.
You have a different schedule.
Yes.
Right.
And I ordered it too early. Talk about embarrassing.
Oh, is that right?
They don't start serving till 2 p.m.
Okay.
And I was there at like 1:45.
Oh, I gotcha.
But my work day was over.
That's
I was
right.
meeting a friend. I was like, oh, I'll just have a glass of wine. And they said, sorry.
So did you just hang until 2 o'clock
no,
or what?
No, I think I just ordered coffee instead.
Okay. Well, the evenings program debuted in 2010, started appearing in stores nationwide 2014. The fancy stuff could eventually be found in more than 400 stores across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says, but it seems in the story that they're going to continue it in some places, but the headline says they're going to cancel their beer and wine. So,
I can't imagine it doing that well because I just, if you do want a glass of wine or a cocktail or a beer, I mean, that's not...
The first place you think is not the Big Green Monster.
No. And then there's other people there who, not that you're going to go get rowdy at a Starbucks, but there's other people there who are trying to study or maybe read. It's not real. I don't know.
Yeah. Where else can I spend too much
hour.
For wine?
Oh, I and exactly.
All right, here's some video for you that'll just scare the bejesus out of you the next time you're driving. A massive spool of wire. You've seen those things, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep, caused havoc for drivers on a Pennsylvania highway when it fell off the back of a truck. The spool fell off the trailer, rolled toward oncoming traffic, passing several cars. No car was struck, but that video's out there, so go
that
to YouTube.
Is scary.
Check out giant spool of wire. Get to see that and be very afraid.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clear and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Should a child be paid to get good grades? Well, it's a popular strategy for motivating children to work hard in school. But it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Money can be demotivating for some children who struggle academically. Even when they work hard and give it their best, they still come up short. An A and all the rewards that go with it, may always seem just out of reach. Another problem with the pay-for-grade strategy is entitlement. Some parents say their children started acting like they deserved compensation for their hard work. Paying attention in class wasn't something they should have to do for free. So, if money isn't your first choice to motivate your children, here's some other ideas. First, emphasize action, not A's. Instead of expecting certain grades, focus on your child's efforts. Help them develop attitudes and study habits they can use to be successful. Next, try what's called the win-then routine. Tell your children, when your homework is done, then you can enjoy free time. Also, implement a no-rescue policy. You may have a child who's forgetful or who has a do-it-for-me attitude. Put the responsibility for getting things done squarely on his or her shoulders, where it belongs. Money may make the world go round for some kids, but it doesn't work for everybody. Some children will work hard in school if we'll just give them a little structure and a lot of encouragement. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common: salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. Icy roads end where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. In A&M women's basketball, Curtis Knox scored a career-high 26 points and had 9 assists, and Kyla Hillsman added 16 points and 12 rebounds as Texas A&M pulled away midway through the fourth quarter to beat Kentucky 77-68 yesterday. The Aggies return to action on Thursday to host Arkansas at 7 p.m. Pre-game will be at 6:45, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, on the men's side of the ball, Dwayne Notice had 19 points off 4 three-pointers, and South Carolina used a late 14-2 run to pull away from Texas A&M 79-68 on Saturday. DJ Hogue tied his career high with 25 points to lead Texas A&M, which fell to 0-3 in SEC play for the first time in its 5 league seasons. The men return to the hardwood on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. to take on LSU. Pre-game will be at 7, and you can catch that one on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget, on The Zone tonight, you can catch the basketball team's coaches' shows. The Gary Blair Show will be at 6 p.m., followed by the Billy Kennedy Show at 7. In college football, Sonny Dykes is out as football coach at California. He held the job for 4 seasons with 1 bowl appearance. Dykes left Louisiana Tech to take over the Cal program in 2013, but things never really improved. After going 8-5 in 2015, the program slid back to 5-7 this season. In the NFL...
Over the middle, here comes Antonio. Second of the game.
Antonio Brown turned short passes into touchdowns of 50 and 62 yards in the first quarter to jumpstart Pittsburgh's 30-12 rout of Miami in the AFC wildcard playoffs. Meanwhile, in Green Bay,
Rodgers in the shotgun takes the snap, has some time initially, buying more time, wings the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown! Over the middle, Randall Cobb, his third touchdown catch of the game.
Randall Cobb and Devontae Adams each had over 100 yards receiving, while Aaron Rodgers shredded the New York Giants secondary in the second half of the Packers' 38-13 victory. Now that it's all said and done, there will be a familiar feel to the NFL playoffs next weekend. Every divisional round game will be a rematch from the regular season. That's the first time that's happened in 6 years. In the NFC, it'll be the Packers at the Dallas Cowboys and the Seattle Seahawks at Atlanta. In the AFC, it's the Houston Texans playing as huge underdogs at New England and the Pittsburgh Steelers at Kansas City. In the NBA,
Harden left side angle. One more basket will seal it. James wants it, a three-pointer, and he made it!
it! James with a dagger!
James Harden had 40 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds for his 10th triple-double of the season, and the Houston Rockets beat the Toronto Raptors 129-122 last night for their 8th straight victory. Montrezl Harrell added 28 points on 12 of 13 shooting in 25 minutes, and fellow reserve Eric Gordon had 19 points to help Houston win consecutive road games over the Raptors for the first time. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi, and the last time we actually got a chance to sit down and talk, we were going over the fact that you guys were trying like heck to get rid of some 2015s. Those all gone?
Yeah, they're done.
Okay, so now you're working on the 16s.
Yeah, now we got some 16s we got to get rid of. Okay. So hopefully we'll have all of them gone by March. That's kind of my goal.
Now, if you buy one of those, and let's say you want to do aftermarket stuff, I know you've got TCO there.
Yeah.
Do you buy the truck and then drive it across the street and work a deal? How does that work?
What we have now, we have packages, and you can buy that package at the same time you purchase your truck. So you can basically accessorize it on different levels. You know, you have a smaller package.
Sure.
Adds maybe $28 to your payment, all the way up to what we call our extreme off-road package, which, you know, it can add, you know, a little over $100. But you're talking about lifting, you know, 6-inch lift, 37-inch tires, really tricking it out.
With all that, though, it then rolls into the financing?
Yeah. All goes into the financing. And we also discount the package because you're buying at the same time you're buying the truck from us. So
find out more by going to
TeamInNavasota.com.
Thank you, sir.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW with the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. The IRS will not accept tax returns until January 23rd, even if you mail it. Come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
This is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this rugged wilderness for, I think, 23 days now. Food has become hard to find. It's really a struggle.
Excuse me.
What the...
Sorry to interrupt, but is this the way to the lake?
I think. How did you get up here?
Oh, I just loaded up my Tundra and drove up through the woods for a few hours. My buddies are right behind me.
Your buddies?
Yeah, if you see them, one is Tacoma towing jet skis, and the other is a 4Runner full of camping gear. Tell them I went this way.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I gotta go set up camp and grill some steaks. I'm really hungry. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Toyota Trucks, a heritage built on adventure.
Right now, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $359 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and at 13117.
Good morning, about 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW in the next half hour. Yeah, that nap's good for you. Just letting you know.
Ooh.
Okay.
Like to hear that.
This, I guess, rolled out the last day of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. A company called Seven Dreamers showed off a clothes folding robot.
Ooh.
Which is a couple of months away from launch after more than a decade in development. The company's founder says that in 2005, he asked his wife, what is it she really could use? She said, something that could fold clothes. He thought it was a good idea. Machine takes about 5 to 12 minutes to fold a piece of clothing.
One piece?
What?
But it's the type of machine that you can set and forget. The Laundroid sorts by either the type of garment or who they belong to. You can place the clothes in the machine, set it, and go to work or take a nap and your clothes will be folded when you return. So it's like that Ron Popeil set it and forget it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I haven't seen video of this yet, though. It's called The Laundroid. Did you catch the spool rolling down the road?
Oh, I didn't look it up yet.
Yeah,
no.
Look at that video. That's pretty dang scary. Among pretty dang scaries, the zombie apocalypse will not take long. A study finds that the zombie hordes would take the Earth's population down, and just 273 survivors would be left in 100 days.
100 days. 100 days?
273 wow. survivors in 100 days. The new analysis, researchers at the university, some university in England, they were undergrads, assumed that each zombie would have 90% success at finding and infecting one human per day. The researchers estimated each zombie will live 20 days without brains, assuming a starting population of 7.5 billion people, approximately the world's population today. The students calculated it would take 20 days for a single zombie to start an epidemic of noticeable proportions. At that point, the pandemic would have begun by now.
Who is researching this? Yes.
Who's getting paid to research
it's
this?
It's a good thing a zombie apocalypse couldn't happen.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, we'll tell you this in the next half hour. Just being able to see your phone is affecting your productivity and not in a good way.
Ooh.
All right, just letting you know. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Well, today going to be okay, and then we're going to really kind of warm up for the rest of the week. 64 is what they're telling us the high will be today, and then 75 to 78 all the way through the balance of the week. It's 47 with overcast skies right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.